Okay.
Yeah.
It's
dark.
There you go.
I'll do it.
No,
Dodgers.
Oh, that's it. Some bitches in the island, pardon when they yard pair there. The Jambe to Institute, Jamba come here to see. You take your
order.
You can do Congressman Mabusayore. Oh, you can do Casore. In the summer, they were a chess here on the chair. They care about it, Casuia, touch the less.
You have all come long distances to come here and to partake in the Maitreya festival. Here, when we're coming to this festival, we're really meditating on Maitri, on the Buddha Maitreya and love. Therefore, we accumulate a great deal of merit. Therefore, I admire you're coming here to accumulate this merit.
Oh yeah, that's Jamba said that. Jamba won't put it in my get on chain. And then so you pay the tongbus and all the chairs. And then tongbus and long pencil in there, me gangalia, there was a travel shows, there was a travel churches, the congress, Jamba Kumbe, Church and Jambalia, go to what you are a magic. Jambal go to Masuna colors of your mother. Some sort of dressing is a color male shoeyora. Then do Kelon Chambas Mintora. Teach area any chanjus and by Chambas. Tell me some bullion pair Sanjay and Zanazan to Sanjay Chambas. What in this Mintora is.
A long time ago, there was a monk who, when he went out to, a Buddhist monk, that is, who went out to beg alms, receive sustenance from others. Then he made this kind of, he would try to, he would always make a prayer that all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. That's love. And then he would also try to establish, to establish others, at least one person, into having a loving mind. And when he failed to do this, when he went out and failed to do this, he would fast. He made a vow that he couldn't eat until he was able to establish another person in the feelings of love. So during this time, then he became known as the monk or bhikshu. It's a Tibetan, a Sanskrit term, the bhikshu Maitreya. And then gradually over time, he developed this further and further and became and generated the altruistic spirit of enlightenment and became the Bodhisattva Maitreya. And then in the future, when he comes as a Buddha, then he will be known as the Buddha Maitreya.
Oh yeah, they do it, ne? Sanje chambangong butanda kandeli ya hal chush ya ni shuyara. Then it turns on bullying the penge sanje chamamong bali pebungara. Oh, the pebbing as it in a man to kanga, kino chambang and make anger chush a peg your ears. It's your chambangong bumong bana. The ones are bullying the pebbing with it. Did you send as a kanga, ne? Jawa chambang and your pending as you take color. Jawa show say.
Mm.
대바치에네 타바토마토나 람마토나 잠방공부가서 있는 개발을 듣고 요새 잠방공부 시작이야 두바기 그래 시에지 시켈랑 그게 제가 어디 손에 만져 벨레스 한번 먹어서요 그래서
Now when you're coming here to meditate on love, the Buddha, the Buddha Maitreya, or Maitreya Buddha, then now resides in a realm known as Tushita. It's a Tushita heaven, and he's teaching disciples the Dharma in that realm, and he's waiting for the right time to come to this world. And when he comes in this world as the Buddha Maitreya, then we are trying here to set up a kind of inclination or propensity to be reborn at that time. So then when when you joined in the procession and we went around the property and stopped in all the four directions, then the purpose of that really was that we were cultivating love, and at that time we were making a very accumulating karma. We say accumulating karma means that we are creating the causes, very strong causes, very good causes to be reborn at when the Buddha Maitreya appears in this world. And when he does appear, then as we have met with the Buddha Shakyamuni's or Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings, then when we meet with the Maitreya Buddha in that future lifetime, when he comes to this world, then we will because we've set up this inclination and propensity, then we will be able to improve our minds. And if they haven't already been developed, we will develop them more. And if we have developed them well, then we will attain liberation at that time. Therefore, it's very crucial that we take part in this Maitreya festival.
Oh yeah, then it's chamba dela sumi ora chamba sum de chore chera de de de. Oh yeah, then it's chamba de ora chamba dela sum de chi sum sum ata ge ja orum sum doa. Chi chamba si de sang ge chamba gombo chero. Oh, te chera na shin ge te ne na zo chamba gombo doa. Te ndu yeon ge chamba. Te wa da ten de chi chamba si. Na ra zo mi kang ga ya.
Maitri, maybe you could say, three kinds of loving kindness. One is that outer manifestation of loving kindness, which is Maitreya Buddha. Then that we've been talking about. And then is so we have the outer Maitreya, and then we have the inner Maitreya, which takes two forms. That love is where we have a strong feeling of affection. So there's the affectionate love, and then there's the love that wants others to be happy, to always be imbued with happiness. These two forms of what we call inner Maitreya. In meditating on meditating love, then means that we view all beings as just like ourselves. We feel all living beings are like ourselves, and they want happiness, just as I want happiness, and they don't want suffering, just as I don't want suffering. And then when based on that, then we also, if we're going to meditate on love, or maybe we say cultivate love, okay, then we look at them with a very affectionate feeling, and then we say, you know, we sort of make this wish that they have love that they have happiness and the causes of happiness. So this is cultivating love, but. And it's said that love moistens our minds, you can say, and makes our minds suitable to develop good qualities and knowledge and so forth. But unfortunately, our minds are more like dried earth, where it's very difficult for us to develop these good qualities. And the reason that this is that we're always thinking of us and them, and then we get involved in being jealous or hostile or proud, It's obvious to us in the way the world operates. We can see this every day, that people then are only getting involved in bringing harm to others, and also no happiness to themselves. And so then it's this kind of unruly mind, okay, this kind of unruly attitude that keeps us from developing these good qualities.
Oh, yeah. 소소 데 다만 데비오레 통에 데비오마라 랑그랑이 참베스미오라 아야 고촌나 상마 데오 이키베 촌나 상기도아 오랑레 참베스미오라 아 두구마 촌나 상 랑그차와요라 오디네시라 다만 데레 통에 멘도라 네 랑레 아샨다치 차와치에소나 소 제야다 집들이 차와치에소나 통에 용그라 자 랑리 한 미샨다게 차와치에소나 통에 용그라 야구체에서 소격체나 가와용구도 자란 대관도 동해면도 하래 란에 신기 란 팬유체나 디도 소안용겐데 신다 강가 찍버레 삼티 삼타우라 아나 야구고르나 도부고마 신다 강가 사토토 나시 소안맹게스리 삼타기 오마라 세메세 뚱네 뚜께 오마레 삼 디디 탱기메라 자티 삼리도 담부고 하라 아 또 대관도 동해면도 하래
To cultivate love, then, you have to have a feeling that first we start out with a really caring attitude towards ourselves. We understand that we want happiness and don't want suffering, and we work for that. And then when we have that attitude of caring for ourselves, then we think how just as I then want happiness and don't want suffering, then all these other living beings want happiness and don't want suffering. Then we shouldn't have an attitude of not caring about them as if they were stone or dirt. We have to have that caring attitude where we make the transition from to a kind of an empathy, an empathetic transition where we understand that just as I want happiness and don't want suffering, these beings want happiness and don't want suffering. The procedure for developing or for cultivating this love towards all beings is that you start with those who are close to you. relatives and close friends. For instance, you could take your parents, and then you wish for them to have happiness and the causes of happiness, and you take a certain time during the day to do this and just concentrate on that feeling. It doesn't have to be for a long time, and do that in the morning and then later on in the evening. And then you do like that on the first day and then increase that over the next 12 days. And each day you increase the number of times you cultivate this thought of love towards your parents, or love for your parents. And then gradually after you've done that, you can turn your attention to another member of your family and proceed in the same manner, just gradually increasing the times that you cultivate love towards that person. And you don't have to stay thinking about this for a long time. Just do very short sessions, you know, just for a few minutes, and then increase the number of times, and then move to the next person. And gradually, you can spread this cultivation of love towards all the members of your family. And then after you've done that, you go to those who you feel close to or outside of your family. You have emotional connections with various people who you feel close to outside of your family. And then when we say family, it means either your family of origin, and then your new family, your wife and children and so forth. So then you go to your colleagues at work or the people who you associate with, your friends, and then proceed in the same manner, gradually expanding the scope of your love. And in this way, then you can start including the people in your community and then outside of your community and in the state and then in the nation and gradually in the world. As you expand the scope of your love to include all beings in the world, then when you come up to any person, then you'll have this kind of feeling of closeness and care for this person, a loving attitude.
This way. Mm. Oh yeah, I'm not sure. Oh yeah, I didn't do that. Neither I saw that. But I was in the middle of it, right? And it's about going to the cellar. And it's easy to come to the tree and carry the other thing on the door. And I don't tell them you come to Korasha Chamber Maguna. And it's a rich man, you tend to chase it to go some of me to the sir. And it comes on and move a church together in the shower. Jayora. So what the matches with a dead is that Yabu chasing him at the chamber come, sour come, Yabu chase to go mother, she will keep the iron mother. Making master chair. And you could dance on a chair, your mother. Did you just send them my sister? Oh, don't give a man's uncle, they do something which I come to my kid with your character. The chair, your mother's son, shouldn't I chair your mom to your good mother? Because you can do some day, couldn't run in Kurana to sit in the young door. What in the Manchester door? The coyu, the cotilla, Chamba come now, come at the consignia, come at the tower, they say.
Then when you're cultivating love like this, you have these close feelings towards all beings and say those who are close to you, and you have a strong feeling of care for them. But it's possible then that that when you're doing this, that perhaps the person that you're close to passes away, dies, and then it's at that time you should not feel sad about this happening and not worry about them not being here. Instead, it's really said that you shouldn't do like that, that it will not help them. What will help them is to say some prayers for them and to cultivate a loving attitude for them.
And the pain carriers in a row. And the social that social give us your social Ninian and Nishibu Nilum to some. You say so many years, which is there. Namgita Varishitella. And me, Taman Bumela. Timber to the Tundramato, Pacavachi and Meva. Social Miss Giva, Namis Giva, Kamachiora. Oh, remember pain carriers in a. Then a.
The benefit of cultivating love in this way is that, of course, you will be very happy, and that all those in your family, those nearby, those who you contact, will also be happy, and you'll have lots of friends, and the difficult people in your life will decrease. But it's said that just one instant of developing this attitude of love has an incredible amount of merit to it, a lot of, very powerful potential for good and happiness. And then we have to think of why this might be so. There's a realm where a Buddha resides and is teaching all the beings there, and they are accumulating a great deal of merit. But in that place, people are very get along very well and have very virtuous attitudes. But in our world, you may have noticed that everyone sort of ready to get angry with each other and fight with each other and bring harm to each other, and thinking very strongly of us and them, so in that kind of a climate, you could say, then if somebody should, if you yourself should be able to develop a moment of love for others, then you accumulate an incredible amount of merit. It has a very strong potential for your future happiness and well-being. And not only that, your present happiness and well-being. So then a person then who lives in that way and avoids when living with others to fight with them or be jealous or compare his or herself to them and always be competing and thinking of us and them, avoid all unruly kind of thinking, and cultivate a loving attitude towards others. When you do like that, and then pass on, it's said that you will go to a heavenly realm where you will be able to maintain this kind of attitude. That's a kind of benefit of cultivating this attitude of love. When you're cultivating love in this way, it's said that it has such a benefit because it's the opposite of the attitude that you have when you're harming others. And so it has a great transformative power to it. But even though you have this cultivation of love, certainly it's possible that others are going to do things that bring, prevent what you want, and also they might, you know, have different rough attitudes toward you and bring harm to your those close to you or your wealth or your possessions and to yourself and all of, and at that time what is very important is that you don't let it make you unhappy. Unhappiness we refer to as the food of anger, and if you're getting angry, here really, anger is hostility where you want to harm those people that are doing this to you, or doing this to your friends, then. That there's no way to cultivate love and compassion, care for others, when you have a hostile attitude. So it's very important to be keeping yourself happy, okay? Keeping a kind of light, joyous attitude, and that way then you won't get you won't feed your hostility or your anger. You have to keep yourself happy.
Oh yeah, that penjo da jina ro. Sala de jila na miji chi tonta ni da na penjo toncho in ro. Oh, da ko so chi te yo na so chi ke ya bu che ke chi she ro. Tabshi che ne yo yo na. Tabshi che me na ane
Let's take, for example, somebody prevents you from success in making some, monetary venture. And you have to then you have to suffer a loss, whatever that form that might take is that you have to suffer a loss, and of your fortune, but you have to have some kind of way of dealing with that such that you won't get unhappy, One way is just to think about that as, well, when I die, I have to leave all this behind. So what does it matter to me now? I have something to eat and drink. I have clothes on my back. What do I have to worry about this for? Just keep yourself from getting unhappy in that way. And also you could just say, well, if he or she really needed it, may it bring them happiness. And you turn it around in that way so that you don't get unhappy, and that you don't, based on that unhappiness, then get angry and hostile. The important thing is to protect your mind in that way, and to maintain a tolerant, patient attitude. And if you then, for instance, if somebody says something curse or despises you or it really hurts your feelings and what they say, then you just try to maintain a happy attitude by saying, oh, their words can't hurt me, really. They didn't harm my body or cause me to be sick. And you just sort of have a way of deflecting it so that you don't become unhappy. And then if instead you do let it make you unhappy, then it's kind of, you have to think, well, really, am I such a child? Children, for instance, will build a sandcastle, and then if somehow the sandcastle gets destroyed, they weep and carry on and have a very difficult time. So we can't let our mind just be like a child's. So then we have to maintain our happy attitude and a patient attitude in this way, patient or tolerant or forgiving. When we have, there's always difficulties and problems that arise, especially from weather or storms or out on the road traveling, and these kinds of difficulties, we have to not let ourselves get upset about this, and to just have a very tolerant attitude where we just understand that there's always something that's going to be a problem and difficulty. We can't avoid this, and just have a tough, it's called tough minded. If you let even the littlest things bother you, then you'll always be suffering from other difficulties and the difficulties really will increase because you become habituated to always being sensitive to these small things happening. So then instead we have to have a tolerant attitude and be able to forbear these kinds of difficulties and problems when they arise, whether it be driving on the road or interacting with others having difficult weather and natural problems like that. To really think about the Buddha's teaching, then we have to cultivate this kind of inner attitude, the responsibility for keeping your mind undisturbed is yours. You really have to work at keeping your mind undisturbed and happy, and that by being patient and tolerant and forgiving these and forbearing, then anything that happens on the outside won't give you any difficulty, and you'll be able to maintain a happy mind. You won't fall under the influence of hostility and anger, and then the cultivation of love will take hold and will become a path for you where you can proceed always with love and compassion. So it's really crucial that you have this attitude of tolerance and forgiveness and forbearance and patience.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're cultivating a loving attitude in this way, then we have what we call the four immeasurables, and this means we're thinking of love, what do you say, cultivating love towards all beings, and that means may they have happiness and the causes of happiness. And then we also cultivate compassion towards all beings. May they be free of suffering and all the causes of suffering. And then we have joy, or sympathetic joy, we could say, where we're thinking of others and seeing that they're, how they're happy, whenever they're happy, and whenever they get free of some suffering, we're very, what do you say, we take joy in others' happiness and their freedom from suffering. The final one is a kind of impartial attitude where we don't have any, bias, and we're not following our prejudices with regards to others. We free ourselves of the bias that comes with a strong sense of attachment or strong sense of hostility towards others, and maintain a very impartial attitude. And it's through this partiality that people will bring harm to each other and causes division amongst everyone. So it's important then to cultivate this these four immeasurables towards all living beings, and then gradually in this way, then if we can always have this foundation of compassion, of patience, and cultivate these four immeasurables, then gradually we will improve ourselves more and more, and we'll be a benefit to ourselves and also a benefit to others. So perhaps I've gone on too long, but I want to wish you all the best in pursuing these goals. So now we'll have a dedication.
Oh,
Well, after this dedication, we'll be saying the Maitreya aspirational prayers together. I'd just like to mention that these, the word, what I've been saying today, the advice that I've been giving you, I haven't been quoting scripture and referring to different passages in the sutras of Maitreya, but this prayer then is actually a sutra. It's the Maitreya Sutra, and the advantage of saying this prayer together, this aspirational prayer, is great because if we aspire and for Maitreya himself, Maitreya Buddha, he had to undergo so much hardship in order to develop and cultivate this attitude of loving kindness from one lifetime to the next. But we have this aspirational prayer that we can recite together, and then this sets in motion the ability for us to quickly develop these attitudes of love and compassion and that all the great virtues and good qualities that are based upon these. I will be saying this dedication. We're taking all the good, good actions that we see. We can't really see the benefits that happen from this, but we're taking all of the all of this good and then sharing it with others so that it goes as a cause for all beings to attain highest enlightenment, ourselves and others.
No. Personas, hombres, que en Dios van a bien, me voy a tocar, van a botar, y en